The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Yvonne Prill. She is with Thumb Industries. You'll have to give me your title because I can't remember that far back.
My title is Business and Community Outreach Coordinator.
Which wraps onto the back of the card, I assume.
Exactly.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about the camel races are coming up again. And it's a big fundraiser for Thumb Industries, and you're going to tell us when it's coming up and all the particulars.
Exactly. Our camel races this year will be our fourth annual, and we have them scheduled for Saturday, March 7th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bad Axe.
And I understand there's still availability that people can get in. You have only a certain number of camels that are able to, well, because you're doing races and stuff, you just can't go on all night long, you know. So you have a certain amount of races, heats, and other things.
Exactly.
To do.
We have about 10 heats of racing, between 35 and 40 camels that race, depending on who sponsors them. We have races that have six in each heat. Six camels. The camels are obviously placed on a track, and the pace of the camel race is done with the throw of dice, oversized dice. So,
fuzzy dice?
They're actually red fuzzy dice. That is correct.
Wow.
Yep.
How classy.
We have they're over a foot in size.
Wow.
And
those aren't the ones you put on your mirror car there to hang there.
They're big enough for everyone in the hall to see. They're thrown up against the wall, and the way the numbers fall are the way the pace of the race is set. So if a 2 and a 5 come up, camel number 2 and camel number 5 advance a spot, and
you don't get a 12 and you advance 12 spots.
No. Nope.
It's based on the number of the camel in that race. You'd have up to six perhaps in the race.
That is correct.
And whoever goes
correct
gets the number gets to go. Now, if you roll two sixes, six gets to go twice?
That is correct. It moves up two spaces. So if you roll two sixes and then you roll two sixes again, in a matter of seconds, camel number six has advanced four spots. So
So
it's really exciting. People really get into it. Prior to each heat of racing, individuals have an opportunity to place bets on their favorite camel, the camel.
So it's paramutual camels.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Wow. And all of the proceeds going, you know, all of the extra proceeds, all of this, all go to Thumb Industries.
Yep, they go back into our fund to provide the services that we do to our clients.
Now, the camels, you supply them?
Yes, we have the wooden camels. We made them. They're made out of wood. And any individual or business that is interested in sponsoring a camel, they are able to do that for a fee of $100. They can then take that camel and dress it any way they like to represent their business, to represent a personal interest, or just to be creative in any way. We've had camels that were on motorcycles, in backhoes, that were in wedding dresses, that were dressed like the Easter Bunny, just a wide array of creativeness from individuals.
And I'm sure one of them somewhere along the line had a sign, do you know what day this is today? Do you know what day this is today?
Actually, I don't think we've ever had that. We have had an individual or individuals who sponsored camels didn't want to dress it, so we put a sash on it that said the streak.
So, oh, there you go. Very good. People come for the races, but there's more than just the races going on that evening, and it's at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bad Axe.
Yep. Basically, we look at it as an evening out. It's an evening of betting. It's a night at the races. The admission ticket.
Not like the Marx Brothers.
Not like the Marx Brothers, no. The admission ticket gets you into the event. It gets you a full meal. We have planned this year, I think we've got chicken, meatballs, and ham.
Sauerkraut and sausage, I understand.
Yep.
There's veggies, a salad. You were
two types of potatoes.
When you were telling me this before the show, when we were discussing this a little bit, the menu sticks in my head.
Good, good. We've had, you know, compliments in the past for the meal that we put on every year. We start out with dinner. Then we have the racing. We also do some 50-50 drawings. We have some other silent auction things that are going on. It's basically the whole evening is around the racing and raising funds for our event.
Now, who prepares the meal? Is this something that's potluck? Do people actually volunteer to do this and then that's their contribution type of thing? Or how does that work?
Actually, we, McDonald's Food and Family, are catering our event again this year. So
Lowell and the gang over there are very generous to any group that needs help.
They are just tremendous. They are tremendous.
So, hey. Good eats, good night at the races. Now, do people dress up for this? Sometimes people go to the races, you know, and...
In derby attire, that is correct.
In derby attire, yep. or their little, Southern Belle type of clothing with the fan, because, it's like the Kentucky Derby, only with camels.
Exactly, they sure do. We actually give away a prize for the best dressed individual or group of individuals who come in their derby attire. Every year we give away... A trophy for the best dressed camel, for the fastest camel, and then we give a prize away for the best derby attire.
Now, how do you mean the fastest camel? Is that the one who makes it to the end the quickest with the fewest draws, or because basically they're wood and they don't move on their own?
Exactly. Well, what happens is our final race of the evening is the top six money-making camels. So the final race is our final race with the top earners. And the winner of that race is deemed the fastest camel for the evening.
Okay.
Very exciting. People get really excited and rooting for their camel. Actually, people walk away with no voices at the end of the night from hooting and hollering for their camel. So it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. We usually sell 400 tickets for the event. Every year thus far, we've been sold out. People look forward to it every year. We've tried to make it an exciting event that is an event that is the same time every year that people can look forward to and plan their schedules around. And we started a little bit late this year, getting the word out. And I actually had people call me and say, "Hey, aren't camel races coming out? I haven't heard any advertising yet for the races." I said, "Yep, they're the same weekend. We always have it the first Saturday in March." So it's before March Madness and basketball fans. It's kind of right in the middle of winter when people are looking forward to getting out. They've got cabin fever and they want to do something fun. So we've made it an event that everyone can look forward to and plan every year on.
Now, if you want to make friends with people in this interview, call it near the end of winter.
Yeah,
we're
you're
trying
right.
to get out of this.
We definitely are. Definitely. Hopefully we'll have good weather. Last year we had good weather, although it snowed toward the end of the evening and we had some, little snow-covered roads and a bit of ice. We also have, I think I failed to mention that it's a BYO, bring your own alcoholic beverage, if you so choose. Thumb Industries will provide pop, coffee, and water. But it's bring whatever you want to drink.
You want the mint julep to go along with
sure,
the,
if that's what
the
they so choose.
And the colonel's outfit, then you've got to bring it yourself.
Bring it yourself. We do have, through the generosity of Thumb Area Transit, they will have a bus at our event later in the evening for individuals who feel that they have maybe had some alcohol and they don't feel like driving. They will take them home that evening. So,
Kind of got over the hump.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
Should not be driving.
Exactly. So
we don't need them in front of the judge. It kind of makes it, you don't want to give any bad rap to the thing. Everybody goes home happy and has a good time. That's the perfect event right then and there.
Yep, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for individuals to have a little bit of fun, do some socializing with individuals in the community. And
now, do you put these camels out for display before or afterwards so people get to see what they are? Or is it on your Facebook page? How do people, because they go to a lot of work to do this, and at Tops 400 plus your crew there is all that's going to see it. It seems like this is just prime for social media.
Actually, what happens are some individuals, they are very forthcoming with their camel, and if we have certain businesses, they'll place their camel in their business window, and they'll display how they're dressed. Then we have others who are very secretive. They kind of want to keep their camel dressing ideas secret until the night of the event. We will pick up the camels prior to the event a few days before. We'll get them to the hall, get them set up so when everybody comes in, they're on display for everyone to see.
Okay. It's a big fundraiser. How much about do you raise in an event like this? I mean, because there are costs, you know, everything else, and you've got prizes and things, and you know, you got to pay for part of the meal and all that stuff.
So, yep.
So obviously there are other costs, but it sounds like you could do pretty good in this.
It's a great fundraiser for us. Last year we raised roughly just over $15,000. So
that's pretty hefty for one night's event.
Yep.
But it's probably something that you folks, you know, after that Saturday night, about Monday, well, what are we going to do next year?
You know,
because it takes that time to get everything rolling again.
It's a big undertaking. I usually put my camel hat on, if you will, in January.
You start. Have a camel hat?
Well, I don't have a camel hat, but I do have a little stuffed camel that's in my office, and you know, actually December I start applying for all the state licensure that we need, and come January, I'm getting things ready, getting camels assembled again. We put them away for the year and bring them back out, and we start, you know, hitting businesses and asking people to participate.
I guess I should ask, is this, you know, something you can write off? This is the time of year, or is this?
Yes, it is. Any donation that you give to Thumb Industries is a tax-deductible write-off.
So
we
do. So you have that certification, yes. And you can, and yep. Your ticket price and anything you do there. You can't.
The ticket price, you cannot write off your ticket price. Anything
okay.
with a meal that's included with a meal, you can't do that. Okay. But if anyone does a sponsorship in the form of a camel
$100 for a meal, you're expecting... You know,
right. It's $20 for a meal.
Oh, for the meal. Okay.
It's $20 for a meal, but if a camel sponsorship would be
$100. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So the camel is $100. Meal tickets are $20 a piece.
Because, you know, if you were paying $100 for the meal, you'd want it in Dubai.
Oh, yes. Definitely. We have individuals. If individuals don't necessarily want to be a camel dresser and sponsor a camel, we have other levels of sponsorship. We have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum sponsorships. We have individuals who individuals or businesses who donate prizes. We give away a lot of prizes during our event, and we also have silent auctions. So
now the prizes are, do some of the sponsors donate these types of
yes.
things?
Yes. Yep, the sponsors.
If somebody's out there, you know, has a business and would like to just, you know, do their part, not necessarily have to dress up as a sheikh or something to come in there and do it, but they could donate a prize for the evening.
Exactly.
And they
yep.
could be their contribution.
Exactly. That is definitely the case. We have individuals who do just that. They sponsor us in the prize category and give us a wide range of prizes. So we're fortunate enough we can then in turn give those prizes away to individuals at the event.
Are they part of the races? Are they door prizes? Or
we have door prizes, and then we actually, depending on the amount of prizes that we can get, mm-hmm. We give so many away between each heat of racing. And what we do is, when you bet on your camel, then you have your betting slips, and the betting slips are then, if you win, if your camel happens to win, then you go take your betting slips up to the window, and you can get your winnings. If you have a losing ticket, we ask that you sign your name on the back. Those losing tickets are collected, and then the prizes are drawn. The prize winners are drawn from those loser tickets.
Non-winning
tickets. Correct. Politically correct.
Well, you know, you gotta guess. Been at the best, even when people aren't as lucky as some others. And, you know, some people know how to pick them, and some people just don't seem to have the knack. But they still have a good time.
They still have a great time. Yep. I guess some of my favorite times when planning the camel races are when the camels come back in dressed. And then also standing at the door at the end of the evening and telling everyone goodbye and hearing all their wonderful comments. We get lots of wonderful comments, had a great time, can't wait for next year. So
how did this come about? Did you hear about this somewhere else? Were they doing ostrich races and had cutouts of ostriches? Or how does this come about? It seems like something unique that, you know, maybe you heard something else in another part of the state or another service industry is telling you,
that really works. Actually, I was fortunate enough to be a part of another service industry organization in downstate prior to me coming up to this area, and they had camel races, and it was a great event. They've been doing it for 26 years, and it's a sellout every year. So when I came up to Thumb Industries, we were doing our annual walkathon, and we've been doing walkathons for years, and walkathons are great. For our agency, it was kind of waning a bit. There wasn't a whole lot of interest. I guess you might want to say people weren't participating as we wanted them. There wasn't excitement about it. So I said, you know, I've got this event that I've gone to in the past. I think it would be great for our area. It'd be one of a kind for the area. Lots of fun. Get a lot of people involved. What if we try this? So we did.
I think between the time you mentioned the name of it until they bought it, you had to become a primo salesman, right?
Their first
thoughts are, what?
You know, it took me about 2 years. It took me 2 years to convince our staff that it was a great event. And I got the "Are you crazy?" look several times. We actually went to the event 1 year. Downstate, and after we did that, everyone was like, let's do it. So we were fortunate enough to have some cooperation and some assistance from the organization that did it down there. They assisted us our first year, and we've been doing it ever since.
Are the camels something you make at Thumb Industries? I mean, you've got a shop there and
yep.
such, so that, you know,
yep.
it's something that your clientele can do.
Yep, we actually did. We had our staff cut the camels out, and then they were put together and varnished. Our clients actually dress a camel or two for the event, so they get really excited. And we have actually some of our clients who actually attend the event as well. So they have to be 18 to come to the event. Anyone who comes to the event, because it does involve some sort of gambling, individuals have to be 18. To come to the event, and then of course if they're drinking alcohol, they have to be 21 to do that as well.
Obviously, so, you got to follow the laws
yep.
in that, because you have licenses with the state in order to do this, and you want to make sure you're in good standings come next year so you can have another event.
Exactly.
How long does it last? I mean, is this an all-evening affair? You'd have dinner, I assume, in the evening, maybe 6-ish or 7-ish, and then you'd go into the races. Is this like over at 11, or does it go on quite
roughly,
a bit after?
Roughly. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner is served at 6, and post-timer racing begins at 7. We have...
Do you play the traditional do-do-do-do-do-do,
or is
there something else that
we
you
do
use
the have that. Races? We do have that. We have, luckily, we have technology. We don't have a trumpeter there playing the bugle, but we do have technology that we do when it's post time, the trumpet sounds.
Okay.
So
I didn't know if there was something different they did in, you know, camel racing.
Nope, we use the typical bugle... call to the races. Camel races usually get done, like I said, they start racing about 7 o'clock, and by 11 o'clock we're on our last race. So.
And by that time everybody's had a good time, they're full from their dinner, and they've had a whole evening of betting and
yep.
and prizes being given out, and then you have that big final push where you find out who the grand prize winner is.
Exactly. We award our trophies and people are merrily on their way.
People are interested. Do you have like last year still posted on a website
somewhere? We do. Actually, we have our website, thumbindustries.com. We also have a Facebook page, Thrift Store. I think it's under Thumb Industries Thrift Store. We've posted pictures there as well.
And you get an idea of how they've been decorated in
yep,
the past, and
exactly.
the ideas people have had, and
yep.
come up with your own.
I'm just amazed at the creativity people have. My camel that I sponsor isn't always creatively dressed, but you know, it's dressed. So, and it doesn't matter how good you are, how creative you are, is that the camel has some sort of dress. People can cheer for it at their race, and it's all about a night of fun.
And it's all about the people you can help with the funds raised, because in the end, that's what the night's about.
Exactly.
Well, this is the fourth year, so anything big on the horizon for number five? You're going to have a big anniversary party or something?
You know, I haven't really thought about that one yet.
Maybe
that might be
make,
some good food
make
for thought.
With five humps.
Yeah. You know what? I've learned never to say never.
Never to say never.
Okay. That's right.
If people are interested, they want to maybe get into one of the slots that are left, or just want a ticket that might be available to go that night and participate in all the fun and festivities. How do they do that?
They just need to call our main office and ask for myself. Our office number is 269-9229, and my extension is 15.
Yvonne Prill, if
Yvonne
you need
Prill.
The extension, just ask for Ms. Prill.
That's
and
right.
And they will send them your way, and then you can tell them how many seats are left and how many tickets are available and... how they can, you know,
exactly.
pay for it and all the rest of that
yep.
to get the tickets on time. Nothing the night of, because normally you
right.
are filled up long
yep.
before that. And that's
exactly.
why we're doing the show a couple of weeks in advance, because at this point,
that's
still
right.
have the availability.
Our tickets went on sale. I think they've been on sale for roughly 2 weeks, and we have about 100 tickets left.
So people from last year who just want to, you know, put me on the list for next year, let me know when they're coming and we'll
yep.
do it.
Yep. We try to make as many contacts as we can. Obviously, we can't contact everybody because we do have about 400 in attendance for the event, but we've had it well publicized in our paper, or in our local papers, on Facebook. I'm here today, so we're trying to get out there as best we can. And, of course, word of mouth.
Well, appreciate you taking time with us today. The camel races are again
Saturday, March 7th.
Starts about 5:30 in the evening with the dinner. Then after everybody has had a great meal, it's off to the races.
Off to the races at 7.
With a huge fuzzy dice.
Exactly.
I still love that. There's just something about that. Just
it's a great
rings,
thing.
Rings
it's great.
Well with me.
It's a great thing.
And again, you can come dressed, you can, for the event, like you're going to the races, like you live in Dubai or whatever, and have a great time. And there's contests and for best costume, for the best done camel, for the fastest camel, for the winner of the evening, all those things. And a good time for everyone. BYOB.
BYOB. And if you don't want to come dressed up, casual attire is perfectly fine.
Well, there are some people who have horses in the races that, you know, they aren't those snooty people. You know,
that's right.
They're down-home Kentuckians.
That's right.
Well,
we will take you any way that you come.
Very good. Sounds good. And again, that is on March the 7th. For more info, contact Thumb Industries, their office in Bad Axe. Ask for Yvonne Prill, and she can set you up with either being a racer or one of the people who are enjoying the races and get to bet on who's going to win. Pick your favorites from among the six in the race and hopefully end up being a winner. And even if you don't, you get into the second chance prize drawing anyway, so you still could end up a winner. Six ways to Sunday, it seems.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Yvonne Prill of Thumb Industries. They are located just to the east of Bad Axe, their office, but they also have the thrift store and other, they have the recycling program and other things going on. So there's a lot of things Thumb Industries can offer. Try their Facebook page, their webpage. You can find out more about the services they do offer to the community and to the people who they have for clients who are benefiting from the programs they have as far as work and a place in the community. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have all the latest in the news. Do stick with us.